Good evening and welcome to worship tonight. It's nice to have you here. A lot more people here tonight than last Wednesday. Yeah, Wally was here. Yeah, you were here. It's the people who live the farthest away that were here. That's the way it always works. Don't risk life or limb to come to church. But I got stuck in my driveway and I thought, well, anyway, it's nice to have you here tonight. A couple announcements. First of all, our friend Artie Kendall had surgery yesterday. She's got these shakes, you know. So they sent her down to Regents Hospital and they cut a hole in her skull and they put a chip in there. And now they got to go in through, I don't know where they go in, but up through here with a little wire, and it's got an electronic thing that keeps, and it's going to stop her shaking. Okay? Anyway, she's in a good mood. She's in a good place. She says she doesn't have to look like Pastor Reisenen. No, she'll be able to keep her hair. And if you can throw up a prayer for her, I know that you'd appreciate that, okay? But she's in a good place, and she just wanted everybody to know that. Second thing is, March is Food Shelf Month. Anything that we give, a group called Second Harvest Food Bank will double it. So all through the month of March, if you'd like to donate a little money or bring some food, we'll make sure and get it to where it's supposed to be. And you all know how the food shelves are being used. So that would be a good thing for us to do if we're able. Last but not least, we are doing Holden Evening Prayer again. We've been doing this for lots of years. I should tell you, on April 1st, which is April Fool's Day, which is Palm Sunday, Holden Village, which is the place I've been going in the Cascade Mountains in Washington, 50 years ago, the man on April 1st, his name was Preeb. His last name was Preeb. He wrote a letter to this mining company and said, wouldn't it be nice if you donated it to the Lutheran Church for a church camp? He did it on April Fool's as a joke. They accepted the offer. He offered $1. Now, it's one of the, if you ever need to get away, it'll change your life. But all across the country, people who have been to Holden Village are meeting on April 1st to do Holden Evening Prayer. Thank you, Sheila, for singing tonight. The one change I'm going to make, the way they do it up at Holden Village, if you all turn to the back page, the very last page, everybody sings the final blessing. Let us bless our God, praise and thanks to God. And then we all sing, let's all sing this together. May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of our days. I was off just a little. Anyway, you guys sound great, and it's nice to be able to do this. For meditations this Lenten season, I'm going to pick out some different stories just to share that'll touch your heart. And so you'll hear a little story. And someone said tonight, don't forget Pastor Hermantown is playing the hockey game at 7 o'clock. So I said, you'll get there by the second period. Okay. Oh, maybe we'll start with a prayer. How about that? Yeah. All right. Heavenly Father, we enter into another season of Lent. Lent is a time to take a look at who we are in your kingdom, how we treat others, how we take care of each other, how we are responsible to you and to each other. We are responsible because of your love for us. And so we thank you for that love. And we pray that we might draw close to you tonight and in these holy days where we consider our relationship with you and with each other. So send your Spirit tonight as we sing this beautiful service. Send your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. The light no darkness can overcome.
is almost over.
Creation story.
May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Amen. If you'd all turn in your red books to Psalm 130. There's no page numbers. Psalm 130. This is a psalm that's attributed to David. David was in the depths of despair for something he had done, and he cries out to the Lord. So David writes, "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If you were to keep watch over sins, O Lord, who could stand? Yet with you is forgiveness, in order that you may be feared. I wait for you, O Lord, my soul waits, and your word is my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who keep watch for the morning, more than those who keep watch for the morning. O Israel, wait for the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love. With the Lord there is plenteous redemption. For the Lord shall redeem Israel from all their sins." A story by Ron Meal, entitled "Even If It's Dark." He was a strong man facing an enemy beyond his strength. His young wife had become gravely ill, then suddenly passed away, leaving the big man alone with a wide-eyed, flaxen-haired girl, not quite 5 years old. The service in the village chapel was simple, with heavy grief. After the burial at the small cemetery, the man's neighbors gathered around him. "Please bring your little girl and stay with us for several days," someone said. "You shouldn't go back home just yet." Brokenhearted though he was, the man answered, "Thank you, friends, for the kind offer. But we need to go back home where she was. My baby and I must face this." So they returned, the big man and his little girl, to what now seemed an empty, lifeless house. The man brought his daughter's little bed into his room so they could face the first dark night together. As the minutes slipped by that night, the young girl was having a dreadful time trying to sleep, and so was her father. What could pierce a man's heart deeper than a child sobbing for a mother who would never come back? Long into the night, the little one continued to weep. The big man reached down into her bed and tried to comfort her as best he could. After a while, the little girl managed to stop crying, but only out of sorrow for her father. Thinking his daughter was asleep, the father looked up and said brokenly, "I trust you, Father, but it's as dark as midnight." Hearing her dad's prayer, the little girl began to cry again. "I thought you were asleep, baby," he said. "Papa, I did try. I was sorry for you. I did try. But I couldn't go to sleep. Papa, did you ever know it could be so dark? Why, Papa? I can't even see you. It's so dark." Then through her tears, the little girl whispered, "But you love me even if it's dark, don't you, Papa? You love me even if I don't see you, don't you, Papa?" For an answer, the big man reached across with his massive hands, lifted his little girl out of bed, brought her over onto his chest and held her until at last she fell asleep. When she was finally quiet, he began to pray. He took his little daughter's cry to him and passed it up to God. "Father, it's dark as midnight. I can't see you at all. But you love me, even when it's dark, and I can't see, don't you?" From that blackest of hours, the Lord touched him with new strength, enabling him to carry on. He knew that God went on loving him, even in the dark. Amen. Thank you.
The service continues on page 8. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Please rise. Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
Go in peace.